Morning, church. We're continuing on with our series, looking at the parables and the king, in particular the kingdom parables. And today's talk is entitled Good Crop, Bad Crop. So before we get into it, let's read the parable. And it's Matthew 13, verses 24 to 30, and then I think it's 36 to 43. It kind of wraps around what Steve preached on last week. So let's start. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed ears, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servants came to him and said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from?" "An enemy did this," he replied. The servants asked him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" "No," he answered, "because while you are pulling the weeds, you may root up the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time, I will tell the harvesters, 'First, collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn.'" And then we jump to 36. "Then he left the crowd and went into the house. His disciples came to him and said, 'Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field.' He answered, 'The one who sowed the seed, good seed, is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed stands for the people of the kingdom. The weeds are the people of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. As the weeds are pulled up and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end, at the end of the age." Sorry about that. "The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears, let him hear." Okay, so this parable is sort of mainly aimed at the final judgment, the time when there will be the new heavens, the new earth. I'm not going to get massively into the final judgment and all of that. However, this parable, I keep wanting to call it a psalm, it's a parable. However, it has a lot to teach us about our life today. Now, I don't need to tell you that we just need to pick up a newspaper, turn on the telly and watch the news. For those of you who are maybe a bit younger, look at the social media to tell you that there is evil all around us. And there's wars, there's murder, there's thievery, deception, all of that going on in our world. But there is also a lot of good. We look at some of the charities and the work that they are doing. We look at some of the good in the world. People who are producing a really good service. And there is good in the world today. And this good and bad, this good and evil, is all around us. It's all around us. And there is good and evil in the world all around us. Now, we ourselves, as individuals, can be good and evil. We have all sinned. I think I probably don't need to tell you all of that. You probably all know that we all sin. And no church is perfect either. We have a church that has faults in it. You know, we come and we complain about, oh, I wish that they wouldn't do that. I wish we could do that. You know, I wish we could be more worshipful. I wish we sang different songs. You know, I wish we had more youth. We wish this, we wish that. No church is perfect. So there can actually be good and evil in the church as well. And some awful things have happened in the past in churches. Sorting the good from the evil is not easy. Sometimes it's really easy. Sometimes it's not. And we have to make decisions every day. What are we going to watch on the telly? Is it wholesome? Does it build us up? Or does it fill us with bad thoughts, with evil? Does it depress us? Is it going to build us up? Now, I'm not in favour of condemning any particular piece of equipment, whether it be a telephone, a television, a car, whatever. All of these things are tools, and it depends how we use them. And they can be used for incredibly good and incredibly evil. It really depends how you use it. A lot of people will criticise the internet, but the internet has got some extremely good stuff on it and some extremely bad stuff. It's both good and evil. So we have to make those decisions. What is good? What is evil? We might also think, why doesn't God just sort it all out? Why doesn't he just make it all okay? Why doesn't he just bring judgment to bear? So we have to say, well, actually, in the psalm, we can see that we were told that we have to wait for the harvest. And at the moment, the harvest hasn't yet come. The harvest is not here. And we have to, the word of God hasn't been given to all the peoples. There's still work and growth to happen before he gathers in the harvest. Sometimes making those decisions between good and evil is a very difficult one, because it can be looked at from different points of view. Some people will argue one way, some people will argue another way, and they'll argue one way. And sometimes there really doesn't almost seem to be a good or a bad. As a church, how do we conform to the world. We want to be relevant for the world and relevant for the world in our mission, in our work as a church. We need to be relevant. However, how far do we go in conforming to the world? Where, at what point do we say, enough is enough? This is not right. We will not do this. So it's not always an easy decision to decide the good from the evil. We need to be patient because we are waiting for that final harvest. We don't know when that harvest is going to be, and we probably won't do until it, and we won't do until it happens. We're told that only God knows that day of judgment. Only God knows when Jesus is going to return. And in the meantime, we have to live our lives. And in fact, I think it's really important that we don't get obsessed with when is Jesus coming back. And we have to be very careful when we're reading stuff about when Jesus comes back as to how wholesome it is, how correct it is. And there's a lot of stuff being written that is just not correct. We have to be patient while we wait for that harvest. But we also have to be on our guard that we are reading and absorbing the correct stuff about when that will happen. However, the one good thing that we do know, the one wholesome thing that we know, all of us can be absolutely certain of in our lives, is we know that turning to God and his word is a truly wholesome thing to do. And that if we follow his word and we try and interpret it correctly, that being the operative word, interpreting it correctly, then we know that we will be in the good. We will be in the kingdom. We can be part of the kingdom of God. We give our lives to God. We follow what he says. Then we can live lives that are blessed in God. Now, that doesn't mean that we are going to have it plain sailing. It doesn't mean that there's not going to be grief and sadness, that there's not going to be difficulties, sickness, illness, difficulties with housing, you name it. It doesn't mean that. But it does mean that we can stay close to the Lord. We can depend on the Lord as our source of true, pure goodness. And that should be our real focus of relying on the Lord Jesus. The harvest will come at some point, and we will all go to be with Jesus. But before that happens, we have a life to lead. I was very touched at Audrey's funeral, for those of you that were there this week, when they pointed out the servant of, you know, being a good and faithful servant and having completed her work on earth. I truly believe Audrey did complete her work on earth. She helped enormously in the church. She did many things. She stuck close to God and she read her Bible. She knew her word and she prayed. She was a good and faithful servant. She was part of the wheat that this psalm speaks about. That wheat of being good and growing ears and being good in the kingdom of God. So as I come to finish, I just want you to hang on to that message of being and sticking close to God and avoiding the evil that is out there to trip us up. Sometimes we can feel the evil can choke us. You know, we look in our papers and we think, oh gosh, you know, what are we coming to? But if we stick to the Lord, we will enter his kingdom. Let's pray. Lord, we come to you not as perfect people, but as people who are imperfect and sinning and making mistakes. But we come to you, Lord, knowing that you are the true source of goodness, the true source of holiness and glory. We can 100% rely on you, totally rely on you, and know that you are our source of true good. And Lord, we ask you today to help us to rely more and more on you. We ask for your guidance when we have to make difficult decisions about what is right and wrong when it's not obvious. And we ask you this, Lord, in your name. Amen.